Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. I'll start over. I do notice that in the clips.
Now you notice it, huh?
Yeah. I noticed it in the clip of you doing the makeup.
The Costco clip, that was BTS.
And I can hear the makeup, so. Mm-hmm. Or I can hear the AC. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, my overall best friend. There's a combo of the two titles you've had over the years. Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Romping it up.
That's right.
You know, she came, she saw, she romped.
It's fall, y'all.
It's fall, y'all. Don't ever say it again.
It's a joke.
Hey, our producer, Annie Laura, is here as
I'm
well.
I'm just teeing up the, you know, the
we
topic.
Are here to talk about fall. I already named the episode. Did I put it in the thing? Come on. You ready for this? Because we're going to talk about the, you know, how popular fall has gotten. The rise of fall.
Oh, that's good.
The rise of fall? I mean, come on. The Rise of Fall is a great episode title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless we got to be more like, is fall the best season? If we got to, you know, get those clicks up. Because if people aren't watching it, why do you even do it? Just kidding. I meant that sarcastically. And then I realized it didn't come across as cheeky as I meant it to be.
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here anymore. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. Middle kids, we're going to do a weekend recap. We got lots of emails from you guys. And then we're going to talk about the rise of fall. Fall's getting so popular these days. Mm-hmm. Read a couple articles about why that is. First off, let's do some tour dates.
Okay.
Coming up, let's see, this is going to come out 2 Tuesdays from now. So next weekend or the following weekend, September 26th and 27th, I'm going to be at Stamford, Connecticut at the New York Comedy Club. I know that's very confusing. Some clubs do that. They like to have the name of a city in a different city. And that is, like, there was the Boston Comedy Club in New York for a while. It's very confusing. October 3rd, I'm going to be at the Kentucky Comedy Festival in Murray, Kentucky. And then the next day, I'm going to be in Boston at Arts in the Armory. After that, October 9th through 11th, the Punchline in San Francisco, one of my favorite clubs and probably my favorite city. That in Chicago. I love it so much. October 16th through 18th, the Comedy Club of Kansas City, which is in Florida. I'm kidding. That one is actually in Kansas City. October 25th, the Neptune, Seattle. Mm. That is very close to selling out, the Neptune Theater. Seattle, you're so good to us. So buy shows to that. Corvallis the next day. I think both those, the Majestic Theaters, I think the, both of those are sold out, are close. There might be a couple one-offs. Northwest is very good to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then more quickly, November 14th through 16th, Zany's Comedy Club, Nashville. November 28th through 30th, Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then December and beyond, we've got Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, New Jersey, Dallas, Houston. Now we're into the new year. Dallas, Houston. Some new ones on sale. Boise, Idaho. Boise, people, you have been asking for me to come there for so long. Mm-hmm. If you don't show up to the Knitting Factory on February 12th, that's your other home club, Mel. You got the Stress Factory. If you go to the Knitting Factory, you won't go to the Stress Factory.
Mm.
Or is that where
In theory.
In theory.
In theory. Yeah.
The Knitting Factory, Boise, Idaho, followed up in Salt Lake that weekend. New ones on sale also February 19th through 22nd. Desert Ridge Improv in Phoenix, Arizona. Tacoma Comedy Club in March. Fort Wayne, Indiana in April. Portland in April. Spokane in April / early May. New one on sale. I don't even know if you've seen all these, Mel.
I have. Yeah, I keep bands in town.
Yeah, yeah. Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver, BC.
Ooh.
Cincinnati, Louisville, lots of new dates on sale.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a huge rollout of the, I'm not going to, I want to say Q1 and 2, but nobody wants to hear that language.
Yes.
First half of the year, I'm really hoping, it's a little Dustin's Comedy Corner here. I'm really hoping to not headline much next summer. I would love to not have the pressure. It's hard to sell tickets during the summer.
Yeah.
And I would just really love to go hard. I mean, I always go hard. I did 48 weekends last year. But to go hard January through June, cool it in July, August, you know, chill out a little bit, maybe do a festival here and there, maybe go on vacation, maybe go out with Nate or something, anything like that. Anybody would be real. Those are chill. Those are vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go to some volleyball camps. Maybe do a vacation that doesn't involve you. We talked about this. Have we talked about this on the pod about how? Well, it was a couple weeks ago. I articulated this about how I don't mind whimsically talking about the future, and you hate it.
Yeah.
Like you, I just saw in your eyes.
About that.
Huh?
I don't think so.
You shut down. Immediately, you got. Not only did you like stop engaging, and I'm not mad at you for this. You, you're like, I don't. You got kind of upset.
Yeah, I mean, whimsically daydreaming is not a strength of mine.
Well, I don't even think it's not a strength. You hate it.
No, I don't enjoy it. Just like in the weeds.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean. Yeah, because I'm thinking about, are they kids going to have summer jobs?
Yeah.
And when does Joel go back to school? And when do we move him in?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of volleyball camps does Gloria need to be in next summer? And yeah. And what, to this morning, I was thinking, which club volleyball team will Claire be in?
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they require various weekends and trips. And,
yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, is all that.
Well,
yeah.
I think we have talked about this before on the pod, but
that's
like
right now.
It is important to have, in a couple, it's important to have somebody that's in the clouds and one that's in the weeds.
Yeah. Well,
because
I just
together,
think opposites attract, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because then that way you stay on the ground. Which is where you need to be. You shouldn't be in the weeds and you shouldn't be in the clouds. You need to be on the ground.
I know.
You need to be, but that's,
there's a tension.
There's a tension.
Absolutely.
And then I get mad when you get in the weeds and you get mad when I get in the clouds.
Yes.
So together we got our feet on the ground.
Well, it is, I mean, as a parent and a business owner, you're thinking like 9 months to a year out.
Yeah.
Like if you put your kids in summer camps, the deposits are due like in January and February.
Right.
And you do really have to plan out these bigger decisions.
Yeah.
You know, like moves or like vacations or, you know, like so. And everything affects everything.
It does. Yeah.
You know, that's
spider
the hard
web,
part.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it is hilarious how I already. Like this morning, I was already thinking about the summer.
Yeah.
But like through all the practicals.
Yeah.
Like the day to day, like this kid here, this kid there, and then you're like, oh. Yeah.
You're thinking through the practicals, and I'm like, we should go to Japan.
And I'm like, maybe I should get Instacart.
But you need both. You need someone to dream about going to Japan or you'll never leave. Like, or you'll, because you will stay in the weeds and you will be miserable in the weeds. Like, you can't, The person in the weeds needs someone in the clouds for their own joy, because you're not happy in the weeds. You're comfortable in the weeds.
Comfortable.
But you're not happy in the weeds. And the person in the clouds needs someone in the weeds so they don't go to jail for tax fraud or they don't forget to pay their parking tickets. The person in the clouds needs someone in the weeds so you have health insurance. 1,000%. So you need both.
Yeah. But I'm like comfortable in my discomfort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The person.
Because I would never. Yeah. I would never stop.
Yeah.
I would never take a break.
Yeah.
I would never take a vacation.
It's true.
I wouldn't even plan a vacation the day before.
You won't.
The day before, I'm like, don't even ask me.
Yeah. The day before a vacation, you'll be like, I don't want to pack. Is this even worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like despairing because the task at hand seems like too impossible.
Yeah. And the task is rounding up your toiletries. That's the task at hand.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home.
Yeah. I'm going to stay home. I'm here in the weeds.
I'm going to do the chores.
I like
home.
The weeds. I'll say hi to my worms.
You can go.
Yeah.
You can go.
You need me so you'll go on vacation. And I need you so we have insurance when I get hurt on that vacation. I'm like, do we have out-of-state insurance? What do we do?
Help!
Do we have coverage on rental cars? Oh, we do. Good. I'll rent the car. You make sure we have insurance on the rental car. Well, tell us, you tell us if our relationship is unique in that way. I don't think it is. I think this is a lot of, and this is important to identify it. And it's important not to get mad when the other person does it. Like, it is important to me that you don't kill a dream. I was like, there's no harm in me thinking about this. But it's also important that I don't get mad when you pull us down to the practical. I don't mind if my dream thing doesn't work out, by the way. The whimsical thinking, it doesn't, if I'm like, we should go to Japan. If we never go to Japan, I'm not upset that we never made it to Japan.
Right.
But just thinking about it
stresses
you out.
Like, that's because last night at like 9 p.m., I had to do this like waiver for a volleyball club. And it's like, create an account for your kid, find the team. I never found the team.
No, and this was just form one day.
And then
you have a million
like,
of these.
Do the extended plan, okay? And then pay the fee and then download the certificate, send it to the club director.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just the clunkiest website and the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I think I did it wrong. And I'm just like so mad and frustrated and, you know, like, and it's past due.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And so then like that same day, you're like, what about Japan? And I'm like, like,
you're right. This
the weeds are killing me.
The weeds are, but you, sometimes you are the weed, Mel. You're my weed. Sometimes you're in like a cement parking lot looking for weeds that aren't there. I'm like, hey, man, there's not always, there's no weeds at the beach.
Let them be. They're not hurting anyone.
This is why, and I know you are very busy and in the weeds, and you got the practical stuff that you're always dealing with, which is why, and we'll talk about this, which is why when Taylor dropped me off at urgent care on Friday, I go, don't tell Mel, because I'm like, I'll tell her later, but there's nothing she can do to help with this situation. I don't need her right now. She's got her own stuff going on. And the last thing that she needs is a call from her famous friend going, Dustin's in urgent care. Send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Leave some comments on the YouTube page, on the YouTube video of the episode, in the Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. Tell us, I would love to hear some clouds versus weed stories in relationships and couples, because I don't think we are alone like this. So, Andy, I think you sent this to us. They saw this online or somebody did. So I actually just looked this up and apparently it's true. Oh, no, this was in the Facebook group. Sorry. Somebody posted in this Facebook group. Middle children are dwindling. In the 1970s, it was common to have three or four children. Today, almost 65% of women with children only have one or two. So the middle child is becoming increasingly rare. And then somebody said this, the fact that middle children are going extinct is the most middle child thing I've ever heard.
No. They're like, if we could get rid of one,
yeah,
it's the middle.
Middle children, I'm like, they're like, well, I'm not being seen, so I might as well disappear. That is very interesting to think, yeah, as people have mm-hmm. less kids,
they do.
Mm-hmm. There's no more middle children.
I mean, I will say.
I didn't even know there were middle children. I've never known one.
I will say, like, having three kids at three schools is very difficult.
Yeah.
And so I understand for a lot of reasons why families are choosing to have two.
You know? I totally get
it. From a practical standpoint, like, the third really does, like, unleash, like, chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the fourth, Andy. But. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
Yeah, sociologically, it's very interesting that we're getting rid of middle children.
Because, and I would have never thought through that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
As a middle child. Myself. Yeah, how do you feel about this as a middle child?
I mean, I think all the middle kids are just fighting for survival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Living in the shadows of our older siblings and the cute little ones behind us. Yes.
I'm going to ask you.
You know, maybe a couple less art majors out there.
Yeah. let me ask you this.
So, sorry, and, world.
This is a thought exercise, and I know you hate these, but we are a podcast that makes content, so I need you to go with me down a thought exercise, Mel. What is a stronger identifier of a personality in your mind? Like, what helps define somebody and make them who they are? Their birth order or their Enneagram sign? Because I know Enneagram sign, is Enneagram number, which is just a version of astrology.
It's a personality test.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a bigger...
What defines a person their birth order?
Yeah.
Or their Enneagram number?
I would say birth order.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a girl who loves the Enneagram.
I do love the Enneagram.
But you love talking birth order,
I
too.
I love both. I just find it really interesting.
Yeah.
But I do think that... Yeah, birth order. I mean, here's the thing with Enneagram. It's all about, like, what you're motivated by. And for a lot of people, they have to figure that out as an adult.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Because you have to live kind of your childhood, and then you can kind of...
Yeah, it's realize. Like, birth orders, like, you don't get to pick it.
From the get-go.
Right.
You can be, like, you can have, like, a one-day-old sibling in your, like, birth order.
Yeah.
You know,
where are you at again? Yeah.
I'm a 9-7 wing. Oh,
no, birth order. I don't care. Oldest. Enneagrams, yeah. You're the oldest. That makes sense of all that independence. Of you're an independent contractor. You're like. Mm-hmm.
Still trying to prove myself.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's nice.
I've never put any. I think because my household situation was pretty unique, I've never put much weight into birth order personally, mm-hmm. because we're two, and my older, and I'm the youngest, but my older was my sister, and it was a single parent house, and so it's just never, I don't feel like I mean, I could be wrong. Do I have baby, like, am I the baby of the family in your mind? Because by birth order standards, I'm the baby.
Sure. And are you guys like 3.5 years apart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 2.5. Yeah.
Okay.
She graduated.
I think it's four.
It's two. She graduated in 2000. I graduated in 2003. So, but she's in December and I'm in October. So, I think
it's pretty much it's 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that birth order, you can be a firstborn daughter and then kind of be a firstborn son.
Yeah.
Kind of. If it's like 3-ish or 4 years apart, I think. But yeah, you're the second born.
Yeah?
You're second born.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty independent, Mel.
No, but I didn't say baby.
Yeah.
I said second born.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're not independent.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the firstborn can kind of get like cherished. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, because Jessica was also the first grandchild.
Yeah.
On both sides. Not on both sides. On your mom's side.
The firstborn gets cherished, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the first grandkid.
Yeah.
Does it seem like the birth order thing doesn't really take, like, structure until it's actually 3? Like, because, like, 1 and 2, like, just don't kind of operate by exactly the youngest, oldest, middle.
Yeah.
Like, until you get the middle, it doesn't really, like...
That's a good point. I think
doesn't
also...
feel like there's a baby until there's a third. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I think, especially when it's a girl-boy... boy, girl, you know, it's different when it's like brothers.
I also think it's also different when it's a single parent house.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, so.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, Mel. Do you know, is there a correlation between Enneagram numbers and birth order? I'm sure someone has come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of firstborn children can be ones, which is
firstborn. Yeah.
Which is
that makes sense.
Black and white and responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfectionist.
Yeah. Perfectionistic.
Yeah. I don't got a lick of that to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's do some more comments here. This is on YouTube. Someone commented, I love it when Joel texts during the podcast. It makes me feel like I'm part of the family.
Oh,
that's nice. This is from Scott. He said, I think this is in the Facebook group. If you're ever on the road, Dustin, if you're ever on the road and unavailable for the pod, I'm pretty sure that Andy and Mel can hold it down with a food episode. I'm here for it. You guys want it. I'd be happy to take a week off.
Love that.
Thanks, Scott, for chiming that in. We can scroll down a little more.
I do want to do, real quick, can I just plug Patreon Zoom?
Yeah,
while I'm thinking of it.
If you're unfamiliar with Patreon, it's a way you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more. We do things like meet and greets at shows, cameos, monthly Zoom hang where everybody gets on and just chit-chats and bingo dingoes. What are you watching? And so on and so forth. And our next one coming up is?
Well, I just realized it might be after we release this one, so I have to wait for the October.
It was great. Yeah, thanks for doing it.
A really good time. But also, did you say behind the scenes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the weekly behind the scenes too. So.
Yeah. So there's extra stuff. If you're a patron.
I don't think we read this email, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
Mel, can you read it? This is from Beth. Subject: Little League graduate.
Okay, let's do it. Our youngest is graduating in mere days. He has played baseball practically year-round since he was 3, with my husband coaching most seasons. As I prepared his senior board, it was hard not to be a little emotional and sentimental. I tried to focus on the things I will not miss. I will never run another concession stand, organizing parent volunteers to run the gate, and I will never have to organize parents supplying away game meals.
Hold on, let me stop right there. Yesterday, I looked at you and I was like, I can't wait for you to one day get out of all the team mom, team parent group chats.
I know, I did leave. I left an app yesterday.
And you were like sad about it. And I was like, these have been stressful for you.
Yeah.
You love the week.
Yeah. I left the track parents group and it broke my heart.
And then I sent you the...
But it was time.
I sent you the Star Wars Let the Past Die gif.
Yep.
Kill it if you have to.
Okay, so this is great. Beth continues, my current advice to young sports families is to physically print several pictures from each season and throw them in a box. Come senior year, everyone will be asking for pictures for different projects, and it will be nice to have them available quickly.
It's
pictures,
a pro tip, yeah.
Storage methods change, and it's nice to have everything where you can find it. This is not our first time through this graduation thing, and I promise it ends up okay. I actually enjoy them just as much as young adults. A big fan, Beth. Thank you, Beth. That's brilliant. My friend, I did not do this, but my friend suggested in your iPhone making a photo album for your kids.
Yeah.
Each kid, especially when they're entering, like they're in high school.
I think and it kind of does that for you, right?
Well, yeah, but folder? you can group it into an album. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like you smart, like yeah. Pin it in there or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you know, you do the yearbook page or the blah 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 and you're not like digging.
Yeah. Makes sense, yeah.
So our daughter just auditioned and we had to have like a 1x2 inch photo like of her. And she looks so different from her school photo last year.
Yeah.
And I was like scrambling, and then one of my friends had one of those disposable cameras. It was like the exact, or not disposable, those
instant cameras.
It was the exact size.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's brilliant.
Smart.
I was like literally, you know, formatting and printing and cutting and pasting, and she just like slapped
perfect.
It on there.
Read Beth's PS great. Here.
Oh, okay.
From Beth. Yeah. Oh, scroll
P.S.
up still.
Sorry. You read a comment from me several months ago, and my ID simply said Mama Bee. I love that you riffed on it a little bit. I am not a beekeeper, but have a bee-themed third grade classroom. Our oldest daughter's nickname was Bee when she was little, and it just stuck. I did recently become a chicken mama accidentally.
How does that happen?
And that is beekeeping adjacent. I guess chickens is what I'm doing now instead of baseball. They were a surprise teacher gift from a student. Who does that? Actually, I do love them.
That's great.
Wow.
This next email, Mel, I've never laughed harder at an email we've ever gotten. This next one, scroll down. Read
okay.
it from Jared.
Okay, Jared. For Raclette's world to get bigger, Fondue's world had to get smaller. Jared, you win. Was that the entire email?
That's the whole email he sent. Jared just said it.
Joel's the Raclette and we're the fondue.
I've never felt so seen in an email of someone who understands what we have do and talk about on a pod.
Wow. Wow.
And his last name is Raclette. Is that what we're seeing?
No, that's the subject. Got sorry. It. Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Raclette's probably going to be funny.
It's perfect.
This one is from Casey. I'll read this one. Casey, subject,
hi,
thanks
Casey.
For the book. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. Y'all quickly became one of my two favorite podcasts after I discovered you through the Nateland podcast last summer. My husband and I wanted to see Dustin and Eugene this last spring, but couldn't get childcare figured out. It's tough to have parent fans. Mm-hmm. We live in Beaverton and would have needed overnight care, which is complicated. And I'd been eyeing tickets for that Corvallis shows coming up in October, but we'd already been traveling to Denver, Dustin's fave, in October for my stepson's wedding. So another trip like that felt like a lot. Imagine my disappointment when I discovered only after the fact that Dustin had opened for Taylor right next door in Portland a couple weeks ago. I was kicking myself over that missed opportunity. So, did I make a special trip to Pals last Friday after my husband dropped our son off at his first day of kindergarten and our daughter's fourth day of third grade? Can't leave her out. And did I locate the autographed copy of Dustin's book that made an appearance in Taylor's Instagram post? And did I purchase it as a consolation prize / belated gift birthday to myself? Yes. Yes, I did. Thanks for leaving us a little treat on the shelves. Hope it's not a disappointment that someone went and hunted it down without leaving for another fan to be pleasantly surprised by. So happy about the recent announcement that you're coming to Portland in April. We will definitely see you there. Thanks for sharing your lighthearted perspectives on the challenges and joys of parenthood and marriage. You are all our delight. Hope your son is setting into college life and the entire family's adjusting. I almost ugly cried at your description of the sibling goodbyes, even though we're still a decade away from that. Oof, I know it's only going to be here in a blink. Lots of love to your family in this new season. Casey. Thanks for the email, Casey.
Thanks,
you're welcome
Casey.
To the book. I'm glad someone went and got it. Because
yeah.
if had they not, I would have been like, Pals probably wouldn't let me sign anymore.
A little Easter egg.
They're like, yeah. Hey, no one come and got the last one, man. Yeah. Usually when somebody signs these, it's
they're like,
they're
still all here.
Yeah.
We still got a few of those around.
Yeah. There was an unsigned copy one somebody got. They actually wanted it without your signature for some reason. So, okay, well, let's do a little weekend recap. So this last weekend I was in Seattle. I've been northwesting, a decent amount. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of the coast coming up.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. Though it makes it harder to talk, we've noticed, because we're, ironically, when we're in the same time zone, there's less of a window for us. But I was in Seattle with Taylor at Macaw Hall. I did it all weekend. Mm-hmm. It never got a laugh. I never stopped doing it. Macaw Hall. Right? Macaw? Anyone?
Yeah. No. You hear it on the radio a lot up there. They're always talking about.
So I disagree, and I think that you have. Can you Google something? Okay. When did they name it McCall Hall? I don't think you ever lived there when that place was called McCall Hall.
They talk about the Nutcracker nonstop in Seattle. Nonstop, and it's at McCall Hall.
But it wasn't called that when we lived there.
No, I promise you, they're like the sets by renowned artist so and so, and conducted by the Nutcracker has such a big advertising budget in Seattle. If you listen to the radio, it does not stop.
You're right.
They're always talking about McCall Hall.
You're right. You're right. 2002. I stand corrected. I'm just going to take my L here for a second. Okay. It was formerly known as the Civic Auditorium. I got bad information from a friend. I never heard it, and I think I'm just having to take my lump here because, you know, as a performer and a guy in the music scene, you feel like a pride in knowing your city's venues.
Yeah.
And I'm just not cultured enough to know where the Nutcracker was. I went to Fifth Avenue Theater with you. That was the closest.
Yeah, we did go to Nutcracker once.
Was it at Macaw?
Yeah.
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 Well, what...
Pacific Northwest.
All you need
Ballet
to know about
Company.
Me is I didn't know where the plays in the opera house were and a Nutcracker, but I do still know the full theme song to the State Fair. Because I'm more...
Yeah, in the South. South End.
Yeah, I'm a little more State Fair. You're a little more Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Together.
We're on the ground.
Feet on the ground. Clouds, weeds, feet on the ground. Always like to give a shout out to local businesses and stuff. Our favorite, Zoka. We were actually near a Zoka. Zoka coffee is my favorite in the Northwest. I love it so much. And I think some of it's just sentimental. I love it. Yeah. But also the coffee's great. There's Zoka throughout the Seattle area. We went to one. They're like in the U District. There's some on the East Side. They're great. But I love them. And then I have not told you this yet. I hate to break your heart that I did this.
What?
But not only did I go to Top Pot, but what do they have at Top Pot right now? They have the pumpkin old-fashioned glaze, which might be the best donut I've ever had. The pumpkin old-fashioned...
You got it? Oh, yeah. You did not tell me this.
I know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you from a distance. Maybe we'll go to Mary's today. Mary's has a pumpkin one, right?
No.
No?
They don't.
The pumpkin, pull up a picture. Top Pot Donuts. The Top Pot Donut Pumpkin Old Fashioned. It might be the best donut I've ever had.
The difference between Top Pot and other donut shops is that...
Go to images.
Is that they have a full, like, espresso...
Yes.
...machine, because it's Seattle.
It's the old fashioned one there.
Pumpkin Spice Donuts. No.
Oh, it's on the Instagrams there.
It does say pumpkin old fashioned.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's so good. Wow. It's so good. And
so their coffee is as good as a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And then their donuts are as good as a donut shop.
You have old fashioned is your favorite kind of donut. I think old fashioned is my favorite kind of donut too.
Yeah.
And it's only grown. I'm not exaggerating. I think they had like six different flavors of old fashioned.
Oh my gosh. So one of my first jobs in college, we could walk. It was like two blocks away from Top Pot. One of the originals. Top Pot.
The bookstore one. I think it's on.
Yeah.
Like
it's by the Space Needle.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then we would take our kids, you know, when they were little. So,
but as good as it was, I don't think it was as good as our middle school's coffee and cocoa that you went to. Not to brag.
I know I went to Top Bot and Zoka.
I was Top Bot and Zoka. You were Coffee and Cocoa. How many Coffee and Cocoa have you gone over
there? I've gone to so many of those.
Yeah, parents. Happy Coffee and Cocoa Parents Morning.
Yeah.
Season.
Our PTA at our middle school does it twice a year. And for 30 minutes, you stand around and say hi to people. And there's coffee and there's hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's whip.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Do they provide you a little syrup, little PSL syrup? That you can...
No syrups.
No syrups.
I did see a mom add some whip to her coffee. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
I don't think you probably brought your own coffee.
I pound my coffee.
Yeah.
Found my coffee at home.
Yeah, that's true.
I no longer like travel with tumbler coffee. That used to be a thing I did.
Yeah.
I used to have like 12 to 16 ounces, you know, like a,
all time,
like a Yeti tumbler. Yeah. And I am now just like an 8 ounce pound it in the morning kind of and go. But anyways, yeah. So I didn't think we were going to make it because you have to park. It's from like 7:30 to 8 on Friday morning. But I was like, Claire, do you want to go? And, you know, it's twice a year.
Yeah.
You always forget about it.
Yeah.
The day of, you're like, oh, no.
I was there last year because remember last year there was a friendship that got reconciled. It was actually kind of a nice moment.
It was actually amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. After...
Big things can happen at Coffee & Co. There were apologies made.
Moves are happening.
You're in the school's garden area, you know.
That was like a
They've since started fighting again.
A 5-6 month rift that was restored.
Yeah, in the garden on Coffee and Cocoa.
But it is, you know, you got to show up to these things if you can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did go to Coffee and Cocoa, followed by a volleyball tournament. It's a lot of early mornings this weekend for me. We were at the volleyball tournament for 11 hours.
I really love the contrast of of your life specifically, because I don't know if this is going to happen yet, but... On Saturday, because what I like about our lives, I always tell you, we have 1 foot on the red carpet, and then we have 1 foot on the school pickup line. That's where we are. That's, you know, that's just the nature of our lives, and it's very unique. Volleyball tournament, Coffee and Cocoa, that's what we're doing. And then every day, and then yesterday, we got invited to an Emmys after party. Because we're friends with the host.
Yeah.
We and like, I'm like, who at Coffee and Cocoa down in La Mesa?
It's
like, are you guys going to make it to your dinner after party? Oh, the host invited us.
I'm literally making a grocery list. And you're like, and you're like, hey, I'm wondering. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. And I was like, not to get you out of the weeds, but this is a fun cloud that we're going to go into real quick. And you're like, oh, maybe.
I was like, where is it?
Just a funny contrast of life. Yeah. That's unique in our line of work.
Well, I need to say that we did place third in the silver bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, I also think it's funny.
At the volleyball tournament.
So you were at the volleyball tournament all day, and I kept telling, I always tell that to the group when I'm out. Like, you know, when I'm complaining about shows or something, and I'm always like, I mean, Mel was at a 9, 11. How long were you?
So I left the house at 7.
Yeah, and you got
and
home.
And I got home at like 6.
Yeah. So 11 hours.
Yeah.
It's wild. I also... I wanted to talk a little bit about homecoming shopping because I thought it was, you sent me, I get an email when there's like a bigger purchase made on
like the credit cards from Amazon.
Like, yeah. You're like, hey, I bought three homecoming dresses.
Yeah.
Is this how we shop now for, because it used to be a whole thing for homecoming.
You
would go and it was an outing to go homecoming dress shopping.
I know. I really thought, like, we're going to hit our stride and, like, go hit the mall.
Yeah.
You know? She's going to put 30 dresses in a dressing room.
Yeah.
We're just going to be, like, there for hours. Might get a drink.
Yeah.
You know, like a pretzel.
Yeah.
You know? But no, she does it all online. Yeah. So there's no camaraderie. But and it's, then she, it's really gonna... just a little bit of negotiating. Like,
yeah.
You're like, doesn't cover much there, doesn't cover much there. Why don't we try, why don't we size up?
Yeah.
Size down. But you yeah, ever... we chose three.
Yeah,
she chose
what about
three.
Sweatpants and a starter jacket? Oh. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turtleneck dress.
It's not even going to be, so she, you're going to grab all three, you're going to throw them in the back room, she's going to try them on, she's going to tell you which one she wants, you'll return the other two.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. There you go. I guess it is.
I don't mind it because...
it's less of a commitment in that regard, you know?
One of my kids, like, just hates trying on clothes.
Yeah.
And...
that's how I am. I hate it.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm just going to... you need shorts.
Yeah.
So I'm going to order this pair. And you tell me if you like it. And then we'll buy a second pair if you like it.
Yeah.
You know? And then we were like, boom, we're done. So, yeah, it's homecoming dress shopping, you know, it's not very exciting, but it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all fall stuff. I mean, between coffee and cocos, I mean, you don't have time to go out and do a bunch of online shopping.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully one of the three works
because yeah.
we're not going to have time to, like, switch sizes, but
yeah.
you have three options, so.
We don't got time to go up to Bell Square.
That's right.
Bell Square, right? The mall?
Bell Square, yeah. That's, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the fancy mall.
Yeah, and you, but you, that's what I mean, is you remember doing that with your mom. You've brought that up to me many yeah. times about like, oh, yeah. wow, we went up to Bell Square, which from Tacoma is very far. So
we were at the Bellevue track meet, mm-hmm. and then we went prom dress shopping.
I hope that one of these yeah. Northwest trips you get to come up, because you do have a fondness for the Northwest, and I got a lot of them coming up. So
yeah.
hopefully it's not just Spokane. All due respect to Spokane.
Oh, I was going to say the one thing that my daughters still enjoy is they love getting their nails done.
Yeah.
And we'll usually do it the week of a dance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's, I don't enjoy it, but that is a fun thing for them.
Well, that's actually a nice segue
yeah.
into, and I'll save the drama of my ankle story for another time. I broke my ankle. It's not a great story. I don't want to talk about it. I got bad ankles. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Right.
I mean, I could have left you some time to discuss this.
No, I am. Yeah. You know how happy I am to not talk about this?
I do know how happy you are because you're over it.
I jogged.
Yeah.
I took a bad step. It went down. I went to urgent care. I'll tell the story another time. Okay.
When you write the button for it.
I'll tell it on stage. Here it is. Supposed
you're
to
in a walking boot.
Yeah, it's my fifth time in one of these. It's just you just get over it. I jogged. I went. I took a bad step. Freaking stupid. Me. I know. I'm not. It
no,
wasn't stupid.
It,
I was.
It sucks.
It's that's yeah. what it is. Is you hate yeah. a setback, but
yeah.
these things happen. But what you were saying actually does tie in. I think a lot
yeah.
to we want to talk about like the rise of fall. Mm-hmm. Like why it's getting so popular, and what you're saying is what a lot of people are saying.
Go ahead.
Why it's so popular now, and it's kind of celebrated and thought so fondly of, is it has a lot of what are they called? Like repeat events. You know,
yeah, it's like it's a shared event, but it's like a seasonal.
It's like
event.
A tradition. That's what
yeah.
it is. People,
milestones,
traditions. That's what I mean. Like
in the article, the fall article, they had a name for it, like a psychological element, like or psychological term, which is like we got to find it here. It was actually the other article.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry.
There it is. Yep.
This one was more psychological.
The star.
Oh, landmarks. Scroll up real quick.
Landmarks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so.
Temporal landmark.
Temporal?
Temporal.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
temporal landmark. Yeah. They allow
can
us
I get
to
the
put
shrimp
in.
Shrimp temporal? Sorry. That's good. I didn't know if that joke was good.
That is literally me every time I order in a restaurant. You say it it all quiet so no one can hear you.
I believe the word you're looking for there, Billis, is temporal, like temporary.
Oh, I need a tissue.
Got a food joke in on you guys. Got a food.
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry. This is only a temporary experience.
Yeah, exactly. This too shall pass. So, according to this PhD, part of the reason that fall is so popular is temporal landmarks. They're fried land. They're deep fried landmarks. Ew. Isn't that what tempura is? Is deep fried? Yeah. Deep fried landmarks. Can I get the temporal shrimp and landmark, please? Can you scroll down again?
The egg rolls.
Divide life into distinct mental phases. They allow us to put in the past negative experiences that propel a fresh outlook. According to this article right here, which is on Very Well Mind, I'm sure we'll put a link to it in the episode description. As young kids, we learn that fall is filled with new people, places, and opportunities. It's when we get all our new school supplies and we're excited to dive into activities. The association stays with us into adulthood. There's a feeling of excitement and promise in the air. So the love of fall is psychologically there. I've always felt like this, and they articulate it here. Fall feels like the new year, not January. Yeah. January stinks. Mm-hmm. January is the worst month of the year every year.
Yes.
Yes. So it is, there is something psychologically that's happening about fall that just feels kind of new.
Yeah, it's like a fresh start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. Can you click back to the doc, the episode doc? Yeah, I feel like there's a couple elements there too. Like there's a lot of return things, school, dances, like there's a lot of repeat events. So we're talking about landmarks. Also, some of it is just football.
Yeah.
Like, and football, and I don't mean like just watching football. There's so many things around football that are communal. Like guys and girls, people in general, get excited about their fantasy football drafts. Mm-hmm. Joel's in a fantasy league, I think, with his friends in school right now. You got all your friends at your college. You don't even need us anymore. Mm-hmm. So the fantasy sports, I know that you're not in this world, like a huge deal for a lot of people. Have
big
you
community.
Seen that? Mm-hmm. Have you seen how, like, there's different ways that people pick the draft order? My favorite I've seen is they'll do 40-yard dashes, whoever gets the load.
Oh, my gosh.
And half of them are guys pulling up with hamstring injuries.
Yeah.
You can't. Take it from this guy who did a light jog in dirt and broke his ankle. 40-yard dash.
You got to stop.
You can't. Yeah. You got to. And then also, I mean, you look at a full, I mean, I was in Seattle.
The trees.
And the trees. Mm-hmm. But you look at a full stadium of people and you're like, no. But the point is, like, people are coming together for this exciting thing. Like, football, I love football and baseball equally. Football events are more special because football games are more special because there's less of them.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, so my team has 12 games this year or 17 games or whatever type of, 5 or 7 or 9 of them are going to be at home. When can we do that? When can we get that on the calendar? Can I get to go one of the...
tailgate, or you're going to have a watch party, or you know, have it on.
Exactly. Yeah. Are people going to come over for Monday Night Football? Are people going to do this? It's very, it's very fun. It represents a gathering of people.
Very entertaining.
Yeah.
And then there's all like comfort food.
Yeah.
Is a very fall.
I thought you would like this, the colors. Mm-hmm. Did you read this? So this is in the article. There's a psychological element viewers are potentially experiencing when consuming the neutral tones of the fall aesthetic. Quote, colors that are very low in saturation, not bright and not vibrant, are typically seen as being very soothing. Therefore, it can also soothe our emotions, says Karen Haller, a color psychology specialist and the author of The Little Book of Color. I knew you were going to like that.
I do like that.
I knew you'd love that so much.
I did have a color theory class in college.
I know. I thought you would look at that and be like, how do I get that book?
The Little Book of Color.
The Little Book
of
Colors.
I already have some of those books.
So they're really...
Color theory.
I mean, we've talked about it before, and I think we're going to talk about again, too, like... There is a social media element, of course, of why fall is so popular.
Fall aesthetic.
Fall aesthetic. Mm-hmm. It's very, it is like very visual. Like it's, your firework photos suck. Pool party photos stink. Summer is not as photogenic as fall. You know, fall is the photogenic sibling.
Well, it's also when a lot of like people do their family portraits for Christmas cards.
Yeah.
You know, like some leaves and, you know, all
that. Let me ask you Melissa. If the seasons were four children, what's the birth order? What's the, I mean, I think the one we know right away is summer is baby, right?
Yeah. So then the middle child is winter.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, well, okay, this is interesting because I'd love to talk about this for a while. I mean, one of the middle children, who is, the third is spring, because if you have four kids, the third is going to be your most forgotten, neglected, nobody cares about, right?
Well, I think the showstoppers are summer and fall. So that's why the baby got summer, and the firstborn gets fall.
A firstborn gets fall because all the pictures are of fall. Okay, so here we go. Let's break this down. I like this a lot. So if the seasons were children, fall is the firstborn.
Yes. There's a lot of photos.
A lot of photos.
Events.
All over your mom's Instagram.
Family gatherings. Special food.
Everyone's favorite. Special, celebrated. We all love them so much. The baby is summer. Just fun.
Go with the flow.
Just go with the flow. I'm not going to... We actually don't really care how you do. It's just fun that you're
easy
here.
Easy breezy.
No matter what... We love you so much.
Yep.
You're the best. Yeah. Then the second born, I think, would be winter.
I said winter. Yep.
Because I would say winter of a different gender. So if this is the boy or the girl, so does carry some older kid, like, because it has Christmas.
Right.
I mean, because December is the best month of holidays.
Yeah.
So you have that. You have.
So you do get, you get Christmas.
You get a little attention on you, for sure. You get like one big thing, but it's still.
One big gift.
One big gift. But still, you are. But to be fair, you're still very much sharing that spotlight.
You're living in the shadow of fall.
Yeah. But you did get one moment.
You
did have one special moment.
Yeah, you got celebrated, for sure.
And then the third child is spring.
In an instant.
A total formality. We forget you're here. Every once in a
while.
Yeah, it's very busy. It's very busy. It's busy just to try and get attention. It stays busy just so it stands out. And then every once in a while, it'll have this like beautiful, perfect day, and you're like, I forgot you were here. Oh my gosh, I forgot about spring entirely. Also, a thing about
sporadic weather.
Yeah. Also, a thing about summer with the baby is like, this is fun and this is nice. Also, it's fire season. I think this works out.
So that's why I named all of my four children after the season.
Yeah. Nobody names their kids spring.
Autumn is
fall.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about names.
They'll name them.
That's funny you said that, because let's just forget all the kids that do have names in spring. April, May.
Yeah. We'll give them the month, but nobody wants to be associated with the season. But so, okay, I thought this was interesting too. There's a psychological thing. This doctor says here, people tend to feel more comfortable about their bodies and appearance in fall because they're wearing more bulkier clothing.
Yes.
The colors are soothing. People feel more comfortable with their body and their clothes.
And the food is comfort food.
The food is comfort food. There's landmark. There's a there is a social media aspect, absolutely, to fall. Sure. But some of it is just it's there's a lot of psychology to why you're
nice.
Why you're enjoying fall so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
It is nice.
Is it your favorite season?
As
a middle child?
Right. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the extra structure. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Like summer is exhausting.
Summer is exhausting.
It's wonderful, but it's exhausting.
Yeah. Fall is nice weather, mm-hmm. nice holidays. It really, plus some structure.
Well, it's the pumpkin baked goods.
Yeah.
Pumpkin baked goods.
Maybe
are,
I'm overthinking it.
Elite.
It might just be the pumpkin baked goods. Yeah.
They are the best.
Well, here's a debate. Yes. Here's a debate that Taylor mm-hmm. and I had over the weekend. Should pumpkin flavors be year round?
So that there's just an association with fall that makes it better.
Yeah.
That you give fall the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. So I think
that in no way whatsoever answered my question.
Okay. Well, I was thinking like seasonal fruit.
Yeah.
You know, like summer gets like all the fruit.
Right.
Right. Watermelon and
right.
berries and all. You know, like it's seasonally, like peaches.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Get my peaches down in Georgia.
So
shame on me, 90s kid, for not doing
peaches.
Oh, that's
well,
funny.
I did that,
yeah.
But that's not what I thought of.
It is interesting that the word. Yeah,
the I thought. States.
Yeah, yeah. Three peaches songs. Yeah,
millions of peaches. That's
peaches
what was
for me. On. Yeah, played at my summer camp.
Okay, so
peaches.
So technically, like root vegetables are in season in the fall.
Okay,
you know, like squash.
Yeah.
And like. Pumpkin and
love
stuff.
The thing is, we're back in the weeds.
Just for the record, those are not root vegetables.
Ugh. Gourds? I don't.
Yeah, those are vining. They're like vining,
you're right.
Like squashes.
Pumpkins grow on vines.
That was fun for me. That was very fun for me. I don't.
I'm not technical, Andy.
Winter. In the winter, we get a lot more of our
root veg. Root vegetables would be potatoes, sweet potatoes.
You know how how different that would have been if I knew that and I corrected you? It would have been a fight. I was like, are those, if I would have been, is that a root vegetable? You'd be like, you don't do any of the shopping.
Okay. A root and a vine. I was on the right track, but you're right. You're right. One summer.
You know, like you want to be engrafted into the vine. The vine.
Okay.
It's a metaphor. Vines. Yeah, anyways.
Yes.
You know weeds is what you know.
One summer, my preschool that my child attended asked us to water the pumpkin plants.
Oh, nice.
And we did that a couple times, and then it rained the entire summer. We did not need to water those plants.
I tried to grow a pumpkin when I was a kid.
Downpour rain.
We got pumpkin seeds in school, and I tried to grow it in the backyard. And I got it to where, I got a little sprout started to come out, and I was like, nice. And then I was like, man, this is probably going to be a long time before this is a pumpkin. And then I lost interest. Okay. I didn't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
I was a 9-year-old undiagnosed ADHD kid.
On brand.
Yeah. I was a lot. I mean, this is literally a book of Frog and Toad.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sing to it or something, right? Maybe if you sing to it. I'm Arnold LaBelle. Tomorrow.
I lost my button.
Yeah. The whole world is full of buttons, and none of them are mine. if any of you know Froggy Toad, particularly the audiobooks that we listen to on CD with our children.
Uh-huh.
So root vine.
Yeah. Okay, so no, keep pumpkin to fall.
Yeah.
Let fall have pumpkin. It's amazing.
I think you're right.
It's the literal best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just, I think it's very interesting that there's, like last year, I remember we talked about it, like, oh no, it's like a social media thing and why millennials are obsessed with fall. I remember that. And it is true. We do. Yeah. We love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone got really excited about fall. And then it kind of became popular to like make fun of that. And then it's kind of back here like, no, it is great. It is wonderful. It's also like a nice temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. So fall, y'all. quick bingo dingoes, and let's get out of here. I finally finished Andor. It's so good. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Did you finish it too, Andy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's fantastic.
And to quote a video that went super viral that I think we both sent to each other, you don't have to like Star Wars. Actually, you might like it more if you don't like Star Wars. I've found with the Andor, this is a bit of a hot take, but I could be wrong. I found with Rogue One or Andor and Rogue One, which are both Star Wars mm-hmm. properties, I found that the people who have a casual interest in Star Wars, which is me, really, really like those.
Those two things.
Those two things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people that love Star Wars don't like it as much, and I think that part of the reason they don't like it as much is because we all like it more than the other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in their hearts they know it is better, but they have a hard time because it doesn't involve all their favorite characters.
And so, like, the purists.
The purists. Mm-hmm. My biggest gripe with Star Wars, and listen, as a guy wearing a Batman shirt and loves comic books and reads them all the time and have my big hot takes on sci-fi, my biggest gripe about the Star Wars universe is it's all about a galaxy far, far away, and the worlds and this planets and data. But at the end of the day, one family matters. These freaking Skywalkers. They mm-hmm. just keep coming up. And now we got Palpatine's family too, I guess. So we got two families that matter. That's it. We have two families that matter in this entire universe. Everything's based around these stinking families. And Andor and Rogue One don't care about them at all. There's no, they're not in any of them. I mean, that being said, the best Darth Vader action you get in any movie is at the end of Rogue One. But it's a total afterthought. And so it's great. It's really, really good. I really like Andor. And you're watching Wednesday with Claire. You haven't finished yet because I don't think all of the episodes are out yet.
The season two came out and then they released in two parts. I think we have two more left. And I was telling you, I thought what happened in like the sixth episode was going to be the finale. So
a good sixth episode.
Yeah, so that's good. It's been fun. We've enjoyed it. So
something to watch with your preteen girl.
Yeah, and Gloria has watched some of them with us as well. So yeah,
great.
And
I like
you
too.
Watched
I like
some of them.
I, mean, I like Tim Burton.
I'm sitting here
in a Batman shirt.
Bunch of amazing actors. like Catherine Zeta-Jones is in it, and that SNL guy that I'm blanking on his name is Uncle Fester.
Oh, Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen. Oh, yeah. So
I haven't started watching it.
Steve Buscemi is seen season
new
two. Yeah.
Principal. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. So check it out if you haven't.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, we want to give a special shout out and thanks to our As Essential as Oils level patrons. That's $25 up a month and up. You get it. Thank you, everybody. It means a lot to us. That is Adam Bush,
Avril Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finlin.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nick Cordell.
Norman Perron.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Also, if that's Perrin, I'm sorry. Also, Preston and Rachel Wilson. I'm sorry if we messed these up. We're trying our best.
You're up.
Raina Camps.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Menya.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
And Tiffany Payne. Bye.
Thank you.